I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So today is Pentecost Sunday, the last of the great 50 days of Easter. And this is the day, the Sunday, where we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit and the beginning of the Universal Church, the worldwide body of believers, past, present, and future, who have sought to follow the teachings of Christ and continue building up the kingdom of God. After Jesus ascends into heaven, those first few followers are left with the difficult task of figuring out what comes next, of figuring out how to continue a movement whose founder is no longer there. So many of these people, these apostles and disciples, these first few followers of Christ, were just ordinary people, just average people, being called into extraordinary things. "Follow me," Jesus said to them, and that's what they did. They followed. But now with Jesus' ascension, they've been pushed into new roles and find themselves as leaders. Now the direction of this fledgling faith has fallen to them. The choices that they make, how they answer, the tough questions that they will inevitably face will shape the community of believers for generations to come. What will this church look like? How will they go about spreading the faith? How will they call new people into ministry? How will they help direct those people into meaningful and transformative lives of faith based around the teachings of Jesus? All these years later, as we, the descendants of those first early followers, take up the work now, the questions and the difficult tasks that they face might not be so different from our own. We too are called to tell other people just how much Jesus loves them, and by doing so, transform lives, and eventually, hopefully, transform the world. We live in a time of hatred and division and suspicion, but that's nothing new. Those first few disciples found themselves in a world very much like ours, facing the exact same things. And so the job of Christians in all times and in all places becomes reminding people that goodness and joy and hope and love are just as real as anything evil and much more powerful than the things that divide and degrade the people of God. We still have work to do in building up the church, of figuring out how to answer those difficult but important questions of who we are as Christians. How do we preach the good news of Christ's love? How do we share it with our families and our friends and strangers and neighbors? Fortunately, we are never left to this work alone. Throughout his ministry, Jesus promises to provide us with a guide, a friend, a helper, an advocate in the person of the Holy Spirit. In our gospel reading, Jesus promises that the Holy Spirit will reside within each of us, helping us figure out what's good, what is of God, and what is not. Scripture shows us just how closely those apostles, those first few disciples, relied on the work of the Holy Spirit as they moved about in that early world. They needed a guide and a mentor in those early days. And the Holy Spirit is just as active now in the church, just as active in our lives now, as we seek to be faithful to God's will. When we stop, when we listen, when we actually discern what the Holy Spirit is saying to us, we will see that the Holy Spirit is helping us do the work of God that God has set before us in our unique ministries. The Holy Spirit is calling us always in that still small voice that we can only hear when we tune in and listen closely, helping us discern what we should do and where we should go. Maybe it's the Holy Spirit and that unbidden and unexpected reminder of someone that you haven't heard from in a long time. Maybe that's the Spirit prompting you to check in. Or maybe the Holy Spirit is the peace that you feel when you're on the right track. Maybe it's the discomfort that you feel when you find you're not. The Holy Spirit, Jesus promises us, will lead us, strengthen us, pray for us, challenge us, dare us to become better followers of God, better agents of change in the world, better builders of the kingdom of God. That's the gift of the Holy Spirit that we celebrate this day, the very presence of God so very near to us, at hand in all things and through all things, guiding us, prompting us, and holding us up. But Pentecost reminds us that it's not just the Holy Spirit that we rely on in the building up of the kingdom of God. We are also given the gift of each other. We do this work together. God knows that we are not meant to do life or ministry alone. In fact, the very first thing that Jesus does in his ministry is call together the people who will do it with him. And if Jesus doesn't do ministry alone, then we certainly aren't meant to. After Jesus' ascension, the disciples continue the work in fellowship. They continue the work in communion. Rarely are they shown working or traveling alone. It is in communion and community that the disciples settle the major questions of the faith. It is in community that they minister, that they preach the gospel to the people that they meet. It is in community that they call new believers, and it is into that community that they call those new believers, bringing them into a network of worshiping communities that they continue to hear and share Jesus' love together. And as we take up ministry now, as we figure out how to share the love of God with the people around us and our lives, we are reminded on this Pentecost Sunday that we too are meant to be in community with each other, that we are supposed to support and encourage and inspire each other, to take the unique gifts that God has given each of us, the gifts that only you have, and share them and build up the kingdom, knowing that what we create together is more meaningful, more beautiful, and more effective than what we can create on our own. Pentecost is also one of the best Sundays of the year for baptism, and we are so fortunate today to welcome Lane Tyler and Emerson into this little corner of God's kingdom. In just a few moments, we will, all of us in this room, promise to do everything that we can to support them in their life and faith, and to invite them as they grow up to use the unique gifts and perspective that God has given to only them, to help us see God more fully, to help us minister to others more deeply. On this Pentecost Sunday, we thank God for both the gift of the Holy Spirit and also the gift of each other, both of which make this ministry possible. While the world so often tells us that we have to rely on ourselves, that we have to pull ourselves up, that we have to work alone for what we get, God reminds us over and over again in Scripture that we were never meant to, that we were made to be in community, that we were made to build up God's kingdom together. As we work to build this community, as we work to bring people into it, let us remember the Holy Spirit guiding us always in the actions and the ministry that we do. Amen.